Professional child care is a necessity for many families here in New Jersey. When the day of that need arrives, families are faced with a decision of who to trust their children with. Information, obviously the key to creating confidence in that decision. Here in New Jersey, a rating system was created to present parents with insight into the child care centers in their neck of the state. Well, sound like a good idea on the surface, to be sure. The mechanics and situations created by the system have caused concerns, which my first guest here today is here with us to discuss. These concerns are examined in the report, Quality Costs How Much? Estimating the Cost of Quality Child Care in New Jersey. She's Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Thanks for being here today, Cecilia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And the website for Advocates for Children of New Jersey is acnj.org. And this all ties into a rating system that's part of the Grow NJ Kids program. Talk about what the program at least was intended to do.
Okay, so New Jersey received a federal grant in 2013. We were one of a handful of states that received a Race to the Top Early Learning Challenge grant to develop a quality rating and improvement system to improve the quality of child care. The idea behind it is to create a rating system with levels so that child care programs understand what needs to change to achieve quality at higher levels. And parents then get information about centers through a rating system. Many other states have rating systems. New Jersey has never had one. And I think it was a very good idea to kind of standardize child care and also to put them on a pathway to quality.
So, in effect, much like with a rating system for restaurants or hotels, for example, the 1, 2, 3, 4 stars, if you're a 3-star, you want to become a 4-star, you've got to pony up some money, improve your facilities and services.
That's correct. And, you know, our neighbor, Pennsylvania, has had Keystone Stars for many years, which is a very successful rating system along those lines. It helps providers understand and move up the quality rating, and it gives some concrete, informative information to parents when they're selecting a child care center.
So, as I said in the intro, and you just reaffirmed, by intention, good idea, but by practice, what have been some of the pitfalls of the plan?
Well, it's a 4-year grant, and this is the year that the federal money runs out. So there's a question, first of all, about how and if this is going to be sustained by the state without the federal funding. I think a more fundamental issue, which is what our study looked at, was will this system work if there's no incentive built in once you achieve quality to sustain it? So the programs that have been participating in Grow NJ Kids have gotten some assistance to make the changes they need to make to move up the scale. It may be facility changes, it may be additional supplies in the classroom. Often it is providing additional training to teachers, helping the program buy a formal curriculum. So the grant has paid for that, which I think has helped centers a great deal. So they may have moved up the quality ladder, but without an increase in the child care subsidy rate, how will they be able to sustain that quality level? That's the concern we raised, and I think our findings are they will not. It will be impossible to do that.
Someone could be hearing this, and certainly a business owner would think this way too, that, all right, you have a business which is the primary source is revenue, whether it's through subsidies or through direct payment from families, depending on the family income and economic situation. Isn't the easy solution for the services to go up in price?
Yes, and I think this is going to impact on families in two categories. First, it will impact on families who pay. It's likely that child care rates will go up if a program has more costly expenses. When you look at the scale, what seems to change the most is the salaries of caregivers as they become more professional. They get degrees, you know, higher salaries should be connected to that. There's also a lot more work to do at the different levels in terms of maintaining quality. So there's certainly concern that private tuition rates are going to increase.
And we're
also concerned, I'm sorry, about the subsidy program that provides assistance to low-income families. Those rates haven't changed since 2008, and there's a lot of concern that programs that accept children with subsidy will struggle even more.
Just wanted to put these numbers out, too, for someone who isn't involved in the child care service and system. that the weekly rates can range anywhere between $200 and $300. So we're not talking a small amount of money. And as far as the salaries that these professionals earn, unless you're the director of a center or facility, you're really not making great money.
No, you're not. In many cases, it doesn't even meet minimum wage. So, yes, there are concerns about how we sustain that level of quality. Again, exciting that the state is taking this on. It certainly is beneficial for children, but we have to find a way to pay for it, both for children who rely on child care subsidies as well as for families who pay private tuition.
Talking with Cecilia Zalkin, who is the Executive Director of Advocate for Children of New Jersey, about a report, Quality Costs, how much, estimating the cost of quality child care in New Jersey. You can download a copy as well as an executive summary at acnj.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. This seems to be one of those cases, too, Cecilia, where, like we see so often with programs, everyone knows the drop-dead date for, you know, pick your element, in this case for funding, and it seems like it's playing checkers instead of chess, where you're not planning one move to counter three moves down, and we wind up in situations like this.
Yes, I think that's a very apt description. Again, a great idea. We were very excited when the state received this grant, but it's been, I think, a lot harder than the state anticipated. And without acknowledging that quality care costs more, our concern is that this will not be sustained once the grant is over.
How big of a void is there with the reimbursement versus cost? Is there a gaping hole that just adds to this problem for families and forces them to take, you know, look for the low bidder, I guess, as far as what available child care is out there?
Well, I think when we looked at, and again, this is a cost of care study that looked at budgets of many child care programs across the state. So we had a pretty good statewide sample, as well as the steps of the quality rating system. It does increase care. So, for example, at level three, which is the mid-level of the five-part scale, it would cost $332 a week for an infant, $241 for a toddler, and $181 for a preschooler. Our state subsidy rates are far below that. For example, there are $161 a week for infants and toddlers. So I think we're talking about a significant increase for a center to even break even.
And explain, unless I'm missing this, because this sounds as illogical as a state program could ever be. The higher rating you get, the lower funding you get.
Your funding does not decrease. It just doesn't change.
Okay.
So the state is, for children receiving subsidy, the state rate is the same, no matter if you're on level one or level five. Your expenses at level five, however, are much greater, which is why then centers lose money. In a sense, the rate goes down because you have to do more with it. You have to buy more with it.
Exactly. You're taking a dollar. You have to pony out 20 cents instead of 5 cents based upon what you're doing.
Yes, yes. And again, I think the biggest driver of cost is staff. If you look at the rating scale, there are different credentials required of staff at different levels. And there's also different responsibilities. There's far more around doing assessments, different kinds of teaching in the classroom, using a curriculum. It does raise the cost. It's great for kids at a time when their development is most important, but I think we have to be honest that it is going to cost more.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, we're talking about materials as far as service and quality, but the professionals, the teachers, and the assistant teachers are part of that service and the quality control as well. And if someone is looking for something like a child care as a career and they're seeing, well, here in New Jersey, I'm just going to earn maybe $20,000, $26,000 if I'm lucky and I get into the right center, does that put at risk proper staffing of these centers then?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think we've certainly heard this from child care programs, from higher education, that many students are not convinced that early childhood is a career for them because what they'll be able to earn is not as great as at different levels. And the other thing we've heard from programs that are involved in Grow NJ Kids is they've been very excited to provide the professional development to their teachers. They go on, they may get some certificate around professional development, and then what happens is if they can't raise their salary, they're hired away by another program that perhaps has higher rates for private pay and are looking for people who are more well-trained. So it's created this kind of revolving door of staff as well.
Rabbi Yom Tov with Cecilia Zalkin, who is the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. We're studying the report, Quality Cost How Much? Estimating the Cost of Quality Child Care in New Jersey, which you can download, copy for your own review at acnj.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So we've defined the problem, and the solutions really go on to multiple levels for state agencies, for the political people, and for the programs themselves. But as far as with state agencies, other than the obvious of increasing subsidy reimbursement rates, what's one or two of the key ideas that that element could change to make the situation more stable?
Well, you know, I think there are other things. Certainly the state could help child care programs improve their business practices. One thing that we discovered is that for programs that participate in the federal child care food program do better financially, but there are a lot of difficulties in the application process of this program. I think the state could look at, is there a way to make this more accessible to families? That certainly is one way. The other thing is we've looked at the rate structure because care for infants up to 18 months has a much higher standard than care for children from 18 months to age 3. But the rate is the same. We'd like to see a change in the rate structure so that programs that provide care to infants get a rate that is closer to what they're actually required to provide. We're looking at what the capacity is for infant care and discovering that there are quite a few programs that do not care for infants because of that rate differential.
As far as political people are concerned, tax credits would be really a quick and easy fix, not just for the centers, but for families and who have to pay for child care. And interesting idea, too, for those looking to make child care a career as well.
That's correct. We've looked at tax credits and are looking at what other states are doing. First, there's the most basic child and dependent care tax credit. New Jersey is one of 14 states that does not have a state tax credit that mirrors the federal credit. That would be a good first step, especially for families whose incomes do not make them eligible for subsidies, so they have to pay for their child care completely. But other states have done some interesting tax credits for teachers who go back to school, for programs who move up the quality ladder, for businesses that support child care in some way, a package of tax credits that have really helped both families and providers.
And for the child care centers themselves, basically they have to think of themselves more as a business as opposed to a part of the pipeline of financial giveaways and funding, because that's becoming more and more shaky especially in the state of New Jersey, and you have to really operate as a serious, stable business for when the well doesn't run dry but it gets a little low and you still need to provide what you've been providing all this time.
Yes, and I think looking at those business practices, one issue that's been discussed in our state is there a way for smaller programs to share services and reduce costs? So things like financial supports, administrative supports, financial, I mean like a bookkeeper, for example. Is there a way for programs to share those services and reduce the individual cost? I know some of that is happening across the state, but not in any organized way.
The report again is Quality Costs How Much? Estimating the Cost of Quality Child Care in New Jersey. You can download the full report as well as an executive summary, both very easy to get a hold of, and share the info too, because there are a whole host of great ideas, suggestions, and solutions to the challenges that child care businesses and the industry is facing in the state at acnj.org. That's the website for Advocates for Children of New Jersey. We've been talking with their executive director, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks as always for the insight to an important issue and for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me.